Welcome to the ninth episode of No Words Music here on progrock.com. I am your host, Stacey Godfrey, and today we are donning our leather pants and throwing up the horns with an entire show dedicated to pure, unadulterated instrumental rock, guaranteed to make you air guitar the whole way through or your money back. You know, this whole rock theme was inspired by me recently reacquainting myself with the Dixie Drags, an instrumental band from Georgia that formed in the 70s, and who was last seen on a reunion tour back in 2018, which I sadly missed. They recorded 7 studio albums between 1977 and 1994, and released a few live albums over the years. The band, like many others that have a long tenure, had a lot of lineup changes, but at the core was Steve Morse on guitar, Andy West on bass, and Rob Morgenstein on drums. I am a fan of all their albums, but one particular thing I like is that they start each album by kicking you in the balls with a real rocker. So brace yourselves, because we're going to get started with 2 album starter Dixie Drag tracks, beginning with Take It Off.
Thank you. Thank you.
We started our first set with two tracks from the Dixie Dregs, Take It Off the Top from the 1978 album What If, and Punk Sandwich from the 1979 album Night of the Living Dregs. Next, we heard Pegasus from the Allman Brothers Band 1979 album Enlightened Rogues, followed by Jason Becker's Perpetual Burn from the album of the same name released in 1988. Next, we heard Homebound by Ted Nugent from his album Cat Scratch Fever, released in 1977. Then John Petrucci's Snake in My Boot from the album Terminal Velocity, released in 2020. Then we heard The Main Monkey Business from Rush on their Snakes and Arrows album, released in 2007. Then we ended the first set with Call and All from Temple of Switch's 2014 self-titled album. All right, now it's time for some more Dregs, starting with Road Expense.
We'll be right back.
1982 started with two more Dixie Dregs tracks, Road Expense from their 1980 album Dregs of the Earth, followed by Aftershock from Full Circle, released in 1994. Next, we heard Still I'm Sad from Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, released in 1975, followed by Snake Eyes from the Travis Larson Band from their album Annika, released in 2016. And then we heard Jastov 7 from a new band called March from their debut album In This Time, released in 2021. Followed by Summer Song by Joe Satriani from his album The Extremists, released in 1992. And then we heard Antiparticle Assassin from the 2006 release Arrhythmia by Von Virkel. And then we ended our set with Back at the Farm by White Denim from their album D, released in 2011. So that concludes our time together here on No Words Music. Thanks to all of you for listening and rocking out with me. If you like what you heard, please check out these amazing artists and buy their merch and music and give them a like or follow on all the places you can do so. And also be sure to check out more of the great shows here on progrock.com, your ticket to the best progressive rock.